You're listening to the WNGC Primetime Roundup Podcast. And now here's your host, Walker.
Welcome back. It is episode 17, the WNGC Primetime Roundup Podcast. What's going on? I'm Walker from Georgia's own Walker and Charlie, along with Rick Hammond, TV enthusiast, expert, fan. We also call him the Moose because he kind of looks like a moose.
Hey, now.
Yeah. Oh, you're already on the phone.
I thought it was because I was big and clumsy.
Well, that's it. You know, big and clumsy. You kind of look like a moose. I want to start with This Is Us. We are headed towards the season finale, which is next week. And on this episode, you said that William was your favorite character, and you were upset that he was gone. Well, he was back. Hey, we get more William.
They're never really gone on a show that doesn't 50% flashbacks, I guess.
Right. Obviously, he had a big influence on Randall and the whole family. So they had this big memorial service for him, but the kids got to plan it all out. Do you think they sent William off in a good way?
Yeah, I think so. I thought it was a good idea, the way they... funeral, they called it, to let the kids plan it so it wouldn't be stuffy and sad. It was kind of fit his character.
What you saw was all of these people coming out of the woodwork to tell Randall how great his father was.
Right.
The mailman.
Well, the mailman was, like, legitimately, like, choked up.
Right.
Like, it wasn't just like, oh, too bad, you know. You almost wanted to say sorry for your loss.
Right, and that's got to be weird for Randall when all these people are saying how great this man was, but yet this is the man that left him on a set of stairs. He only knew the guy for a few months. That's got to be tough.
Well, yeah, but I think that was kind of the point, and he'd moved past that. I think that was kind of the point, like, the mailman was crying, like, you didn't have to know him your whole life. To know him for a week was enough. And I think he said at the end, you know, it was enough. He said to his mother, you know, it was. She said, you didn't get enough time. He said, no, it was enough.
That's a good observation. Man, you really paid attention this week.
Sure. And I just watched it like 5 minutes ago, so it's nice and fresh.
Way to go. It's like cramming for an exam.
Exactly.
Well, what did you think of that scene with Randall and Rebecca where she finally broke down and apologized for not telling Randall about his father all these years, and he seems to have forgiven her?
Yeah, I mean, I think he'll always carry it. But again, I think that was a part of it. Like, he had to come to grips with the time he got, and he has to accept it. He has to forgive her, or he does forgive her. You know, I guess he'll still have a little animosity. But again, he's accepted the amount of time he got. There's nothing he can do about that now. So it's just anger for no reason if he holds on to it.
Right. Well, that's what one thing that she said. She said this was such a big lie, and it went on for so many years.
Right.
However, this woman did take you in and raise you when no one else wanted you, so you can't really be mad at her.
Right. She was just afraid that she'd lose him. William wasn't a mess anymore, and that was the part that shocked me. I thought we were getting a character who was adopted, you know, out of a bad situation and raised in a good situation, where William actually was at a point where he could have come in, and she didn't let him because she was afraid he was, you know, at too good a point.
We got some more clues as to how Jack's life ends on the show. We know that his life did end at some point, as you said, 50% flashbacks. But we still,
how much they milk it.
Yeah, but we still don't know how he died exactly. This episode, they showed us that he's drinking again. He was back at the bar. He didn't cheat, although he had the opportunity, but he did get behind the wheel, clearly intoxicated at the end of the episode. Is that the answer? Is Jack driving out to Cleveland or wherever Rebecca is to fix his marriage and gets in some horrific car accident?
Well, I mean, that's where they're giving us the signs. You know, they've got Kate, the daughter, saying that it's my fault. And then that episode, she encourages him to go.
Right.
So clearly that's what they want us to think. Now, you said off the record that you heard a rumor we weren't going to get that next week. So, well, then now I'm a little confused because it certainly looks like that's the opening scene of next week's episode.
Well, this could be complete baloney or just rumor, but what I read yesterday was that we're not going to get the answer next week. Next week is the finale. We'll find out more, obviously. You could tell that from the preview, but we don't actually see what goes down. And I don't know if I want to yet. I think I can hang on to that for another few months. Maybe that's a season two plot line. I don't know.
It's hard for me to believe that just simply because it looks like, I mean, like you said, they showed him drop his keys. They wanted us to know that he was intoxicated.
Mm-hmm.
Kate says, I'm responsible. She's the one that told him to go. If he doesn't die in a car wreck in the next scene he's in, the whole thing kind of loses something. I mean, it kind of doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Obviously, if that's their plan, they'll make it make sense. But right now, it seems like that's exactly what we're going to get.
Well, but they also showed him, like, drinking beer in the truck. I mean, do you think it's the same night? Do you think he's on the way to Cleveland to make amends with his wife and he's getting hammered on the way? That doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't sound like a good idea.
What I thought was maybe this is a different night. Maybe same
right.
scenario, but maybe a different night where he's behind the wheel. I don't know.
Well, he goes and they don't make amends and he goes on a bender and something happens, you know, on the way home or, you know.
Yeah.
This trip is just setting the wheels in motion.
There you
go. Not necessarily the absolute end.
Walking Dead on Sunday night, we got to see Rick and Michonne go on like some kind of a weird date night or vacation. They got a few days away from the group all by themselves. They went to a carnival. They ate chili and macaroni and cheese. It was all very romantic. Was that kind of the main point of the episode to you, was to drive home their relationship?
I guess so. And it was funny because you and I were joking through text, and like it was actually funny. Oh, like I made a joke, oh, they went to a carnival. But then he literally tries to win her a teddy bear, metaphorically. He tries to kill the deer for her.
Right.
Like, I'm like, okay, this isn't supposed to be silly then.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
But it was. It was kind of cute. You know, you don't get those too often on Walking Dead. A little break from the so seriousness.
It seemed like Rick didn't want to go back. He was the one that kept saying, well, let's just do one more day. Let's just do one more day. And she's like, dude, we got to go back. We've got stuff to do.
Right.
But I think he was just enjoying the time away. And he doesn't, you know, it's like when you're the boss and you go on vacation and you don't have to deal with your employees for a little while. Like, he didn't have to deal with the people at Alexandria. He was off the hook for a minute.
Simple as that. I mean, when they get back, it's going to get real, for lack of a better term. When they get back, it's business. It's serious. They know they're going to lose people. As he said at the end, they're going to lose each other, possibly. I guess it was simply, you know, as you put it, an escape from reality.
Tara, at the end of the episode, seems like she's all of a sudden willing to give up the other community that she found, the women that live out at the beach.
I can officially stop calling them the beach women. She called them Oceanside. So they have a name.
Was that a name? I didn't even catch that.
I don't know.
I've been
Oceanside, the Kingdom, the Hilltop. It's all starting to sound very soap opera now.
I've been looking for a name for them forever. I just kept calling them the crazy women from the beach. sort of like the...
She said Oceanside. I don't know if they said that or had a sign or a billboard or not, or if she just came up with that on the fly.
Well, they weren't advertising, that's for sure.
No.
I mean, she didn't want to go there.
No.
These women at Oceanside, they have a lot of guns. They have a lot of ammunition. Rick is looking for a lot of guns and ammunition so he can trade them to the people at Trash Can Mountain.
Which is yours. That is patent pending. You did come up with that one.
With Tara spilling the beans about Oceanside, do you think now Alexandria might focus on them, might go invade there and try to take what they have? Or do you think they might go there and try to make peace and be friends and, hey, share with us, we'll share with you. Oh, but you've got to fight these crazy people with us.
Yeah, it was funny because when you started this question, I thought that you were thinking that they were going to take everything they have, and I was actually thinking the other way, that they would need the ally. I mean, at this point, every ally, and I mean, they went out of their way to give these people to us as probably the group that hates Negan the most.
Yeah.
I mean, outside of Alexandria, they have definitely taken the biggest hit. You know, everybody else has kind of played along, so they haven't really been too damaged. You know, Alexandria was very damaged because they didn't play along. They went at them, and we find out that the Oceanside, that all the men were killed, so obviously they tried to fight back.
Yes.
So they've certainly got the biggest dog in the fight, I would think, of all the allies.
They've got numbers. They've got people. They've got weapons.
Training.
Yeah, it could be a good ally, and I think in this fight against the Saviors, you need as many people as you can get. That's exactly what I would do, but Rick sometimes doesn't do what we think he should. And, you know, if he gets back and gets stressed out again, you know, he may just go in there and start, you know, trying to steal all their stuff. And I'm hoping it doesn't go that way.
I would get anybody that would help because I don't trust your friends at Trash Mountain. They're loony. They are nuts, though. I liked at the end of this one where they started talking like them. I think Michonne said something. Guns good. More guns, please. I don't know what she said, but...
Yeah, easily the strangest people we've come across in 7 years on this show.
And that's saying a lot.
That is, because I remember Terminus, so...
Right. Hey, 8 people. That's a high bar to clear.
But they did it somehow. I wanted to pitch you on this show. I tried to do this a couple weeks ago, and you didn't know what I was talking about. But now I really like this show, so now you have to listen to me talk about it. The show Big Little Lies on HBO. This is the one you said your wife wanted to see. Reese Witherspoon's in it and Nicole Kidman. Not only that, but also Laura Dern and Alexander Skarsgård. I mean, this is an A-plus cast. You with me so far?
Sure.
Someone has been murdered in this show. We don't know who. We don't know by who. We don't know why. But now they're giving us the flashback. So we get all the info leading up to the murder. So we're trying to figure it out as we go along. Who murders who? Why do they do it? But it's this weird little community of housewives, and they all have vendettas against each other. Think Desperate Housewives, but a lot more dark and a lot better actors. You have to go and watch this. I know your wife in particular will enjoy it. I'm 3 episodes in. Just a lot of fun to watch, so...
Does it have that comedy element? Is that why you compare it to the Desperate Housewives?
Sure, yeah. It's not trying to be funny.
Okay.
You know, sometimes things just get so awkward and uncomfortable that they are funny.
Okay.
It's one of those shows.
Sounds like something I would enjoy.
Yes. Anything new you're watching this week you want to tell us about?
I don't know if it's something you would grab hold of, but it's from the same producers as the O.J. Simpson miniseries. It's The Feud. Have you seen that?
I've heard a lot about it. Yeah, this looks good.
Yeah, it's about when Bette Davis and Joan Crawford made Whatever Happened to Baby Jane and apparently hated each other with a passion.
Nice.
It looks good. Again, it's from the people who did the OJ movie, which everybody seemed to really, really like. So,
well, it won an Oscar, so there you go.
There you go.
Yeah, speaking of OJ, I heard that he might get out soon.
Wow, okay.
Guess he's a model prisoner these days. And he won an Academy Award, so.
I don't think that's how it works exactly. But.
All right, man. Well, you got anything fun going on for this weekend besides taking lots of Claritin and Flonase and trying to stay out of the pollen?
Yeah, that's what I'll do exactly. The wife is out of town this weekend, so I think it's probably more of my TV this weekend.
Oh.
I might actually watch Walking Dead when it comes on.
Moose party.
There you go.
Who's bringing the beer?
All right. I got beer. Come on.
All right, man. I'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
All right, man.